Thanks so much for joining me, Kiani.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So you've declared your candidacy for Troy City Council. Can you tell me what led to your decision?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been organizing for the past like 2 or 3 years with Troy DSA, Democratic Socialists of America. And we've been talking about running a candidate for since I've joined, essentially. But we really wanted to make sure that we laid down our foundation and our base, doing work like housing and immigrant justice and a whole bunch of other things, really to figure out what is really needed needed in Troy for folks in need. And I kind of threw my hat in knowing that we needed someone to kind of represent the constituents of Troy, and really seeing that a lot of our representatives weren't responding adequately to so many of the different things that have happened this past year, like the Black Lives Matter rally, and just seeing how the mayor and the city council has reacted to that and not really hearing the concerns of citizens and folks involved. So really just trying to step in and be a vessel almost, and just getting to know what folks are looking for.
What are the issues that motivate you to be a public servant?
A lot of it kind of comes from my upbringing and not always having the resources that we needed. Like, I do a lot of food justice work, just providing food for folks in Troy, Albany, Schenectady through my work with Soul Fire Farm, and also teaching folks how to grow their own food. So it's not just they're relying on one person. They can go out and teach other folks and really find enjoyment out of it. So that's one of my big things is food sovereignty, having access to food, having adequate wages, just so folks don't have the same upbringing that I had, which was very difficult at times.
Tell me about Soul Fire Farm.
Yeah, so Soul Fire Farm, where our mission is really to dismantle racism within the food system while also providing food for folks suffering under food apartheid and training the next generation of food activists. So a lot of our work is centered around the community and the needs of folks in our area, and just really empowering BIPOC folks to take control over the food system.
Some people listening to this interview might not be familiar with the term BIPOC. Can you define it for us?
Yeah, it's an imperfect term to reference Black, Indigenous people of color. We all know that like not all Black people's experiences are the same. Likewise, it's not always comparable, but it's a way of kind of talking about folks of color.
Tell me about District 5, Kiani.
There's so many different things. I've lived here for the past like 2 years, I want to say. In May, I think it'll be 2 years. And, you know, there's a lot of like really great restaurants and businesses out here. I've seen like a lot of really heartwarming neighborly acts. Like I know sometimes when it snows, I live right across from DeFazio's and they'll plow the sidewalk for folks, and really just folks coming together. I've seen that. A lot of my friends live down here, and I've had really great nights in backyards, fires before the pandemic. My heart really loves Troy, and like it's hard to like pick my favorite parts of Troy. I don't know. I must be hungry or something, because I'm like, yeah, there's Lucky Corner and DeFazio's and Carmen's and all these other restaurants, and you know, a lot of people that really care about the community and care about what's going on, and you know, a lot of just like working class folks down here.
Mayor Madden just assembled the task force that has been charged with looking at police reform. What's your reaction to the rollout of that task force?
Part of me is a little bit disappointed because from my knowledge, there's a lot of, there are folks who are either employed by the police or like somehow connected to the police and like making those kind of decisions. And I really feel like it really should be the folks who are most impacted by this police violence that really should be in charge of how we move forward. So while I'm happy there's some movement finally on this regard, I don't feel like it's, I don't think he's really taking seriously the concerns that Troy for Black Lives and countless other organizations and activists in this community have really voiced.
Have you set any goals for yourself should you be elected to this position?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of my my platform is really centered around just these pillars of growing a better community, or growing better city services for everyone, getting to the root of crime, sowing the seeds for healthy families, and turning a new leaf for sustainability. I'll just kind of start with the first one. So I don't think we have time to go through all of them, but you know, really just trying to focus in on making sure that our city workers are adequately supported, and supporting our EMT and firefighters with the equipment and staff that they need to save lives, and, you know, increasing the Department for Public Works to better maintain our streets and sidewalks, improving snow removal, trash collection, a lot of issues that time after time I hear people talking about. Yeah, you know, there's still trash in my alleyway, or the trash people didn't adequately pick up the trash that was in the garbage cans and all of that. So just really trying to focus in on, like, what are the things that we really need happening to make a city functioning the way it should be.
You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm speaking with Kiani Conley-Wilson, candidate for Troy City Council in District 5. What about sustainability? What are some of your goals in that part of your platform?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think something that's been kind of lacking in the city of Troy is really having those, like, city resources that young people can use, like, over the summer and when it's warm out again, like the parks and the community pools. Also just improving our municipal zero waste and recycling services. I know that there's been talk about composting and all of that, which would be, I would be so ecstatic to have that as a gardener and farmer. And also, like, preparing for these climate disasters that are on the horizon, like flooding, and supporting other urban gardeners like myself in creating systems where they can get everything that they need, like utility services. I know that I don't have water on my garden plot, but I know a lot of other farmers and gardeners have struggled to get that really implemented in a reasonable time and at a reasonable price.
Politics has changed so much over the past 5 years. And we're now seeing people who might never have entered the political sphere running for office. When I read your bio, I saw this theme of growing. And I'm wondering, there might be some people who say, so someone who's a farmer, a grower, as you call yourself, why should that person be a city council person? It doesn't seem like a traditional path. Tell me a little bit about your philosophy around growing.
Yeah, I mean, I there's, like, so many aspects of growing, like, even as, like, an organizer and, like, community organizer and all of that, I'm growing at, like, learning new skills, getting better at the things that I already know how to do. Yeah, and all the, those kinds of things. And in terms of, like, social justice, I feel like you're never, like, done learning new things and, like, learning how to be a better comrade and supporter of those that you really care about and those that you're in community with. And yeah, I mean, I kind of started as a student activist at RPI. And while I loved, like, everything that we did, and it was always, like, an uphill battle, and I failed, like, so many times in that role, I really found my passion for food. And yeah, I don't know, there's something, like, really special even about just, like, plopping a seed in the soil and then, like, waiting a couple weeks and, like, seeing something pop up. Like, every time it kind of feels like magic. And yeah, I don't think folks typically think, like, farmer to city council member. Like, that, it doesn't make sense to a lot of folks, but I think I mentioned this in, like, a application that I sent in recently. Like, as a farmer, you have to, like, really meticulously plan for the season. And then weather typically doesn't go the way that you expect to go. Like, last season we had a snow and on May 5th, I think it was, which is, like, super late and uncalled for. And, you know, we had to, like, prepare and put over row cover and protect the plants and really be on our feet. So while it might not, like, always seem like, oh yeah, like, that's how those things are connected, there are definitely, like, skills that, like, I think anyone has that is really helpful in city council.
Kiani, are there any questions that I didn't ask you that you'd like our listeners to know?
Yeah, of course. How to get involved in the campaign. You can go to my website, kiani4troy.com.
Kiani, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Awesome. Thank you so much.